Have we blown it?
I think that we've gone further than we should have ever considered. We've blown it big time. And until the healing of that can be shown to be the driving force of us, not whether we can get enough oil out to satisfy our gas tanks or whether we can reduce our carbon so we'll slow down the rate of destruction, but when we actually get it that, no, we have to stop all of that and dedicate ourselves to how we become positive contributors to planet Earth. We're an incredibly powerful species. We've demonstrated that. We got the stuff, but look at a tree. Not only does not take away from its surroundings, but actually generates whole new surroundings on which food is produced for a whole other diversity of living beings on the planet. And it's like, why is it that we consider ourselves to be impactors or users, and the best we can do is diminish our destruction? No, why wouldn't we be like the trees? Why can't we be regenerators? Why can't we be creators of expanded habitat and diversity?
So I guess what you're saying, in a nutshell, is if we could only adapt to our environment instead of having our environment adapt to us.
Yeah, well, ultimately we will all have to adapt to each other or we're out. And what goes down? Well, really, without the wisdom of the 3 billion years or so of life form on this planet, we lose. We lose. We don't get it.
So I'm going to ask you, as if future generations were listening to you now, let's say 3 or 4 generations from now, and if you can imagine, if we don't reverse our trend and the planet in whatever state you can imagine it to be, what message would you want to send from yourself about what's going on now and what has transpired previously to this time by the behavior of mankind?
The humility that all of our generation should be embracing has to be embraced at each moment in time. And for those of us to be in the future, if we are to take from the mighty destructiveness that has taken down an extraordinarily giving and plentiful planet, is not something to be railed against, but something to be humbled before and to recommit ourselves to restoring. In that time, many species will have gone. Many species will have gone, and we do not have the wisdom to create species. We should not create species. What we need to do is to respond to our inner self, our life force drives, to be able to mesh, able to cooperate in a restorative exercise. This isn't at this point without activities taking place that are doing just that. There are places on planet Earth where Homo sapiens are dedicating their lives, restructuring what it is to be humans in community, to healing the land. And that is where we will constantly have to be, either till the end or until the reversal.
Greg Allen, those are words to live by, and I'm sure our listeners now hopefully will consider your words that will make a difference. I want to thank you very much for being with me this evening here on Big Bob Lake in Minden in the highlands of Halliburton. Greg, thank you very much for all your great, great words and insights. Thank you again.
I feel much better.